there must be the union of minds, but everything depends on what will unite these minds. Will they be united in truth? Or will the devil, who is working very hard to unite the world all right, but on the untruth? And the reason, sisters, is it was the modern media of communication that were discovered at the turn of the present century. The world will never, never, never be the same. Never. And the media of communication, radio, television, computer, and of course now, print electronically to reproduce books. And the media are uniting, and those in charge of the media are not sisters, they are not Christians. So, I could talk again for hours. Sisters, do you have a copy of my book, Christianity in the 20th Century? I published that book in 1971. Frank, let's send a copy here to Calcutta. I think I have some copies. Christianity in the 20th Century. I wrote about Christianity in the first 70 years of the 20th century. And the first chapter is on the media. Again, I'm under orders, explicit orders, of both Paul VI and John Paul II to get devoted, believing Catholics behind the media. Holy See told us to form a corporation. It's called the Catholic Voice of America. I happen to be chairman of the board of directors. And Frank Lum, this is one reason why Frank is here in India. Thanks, Frank. God bless you. To reunite the dismembered world, but on the truth, which incarnate truth came to reveal. Well, sisters, when I was going to mainly talk about, and we'll start now, and of course, we have a break, don't we? Then after the break, we'll continue. Say that again.
That has to break now. That has to break now before you start the new subject.
Like, no. Okay, however, well, we can have a break now.
And then we have it longer after.
Then can I talk?
Yes.
Up to 11:30?
Yes.
Okay, pardon me. And 15-minute break, eh? Okay, let's just make the sign of the cross. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.